In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The main event of the month of Abib is the Feast of the Apostles that we celebrated on the 5th of this Coptic month, on the 12th of July. And that's why the readings of all of the Sundays, they revolve around the service of others. So today the Gospel is the story where the Lord fed the multitude, but meanwhile He gave a chance to the disciples to participate in His work. He asked them, saying, you give them something to eat. And of course we know that they can't. Partly it was a lesson for them how to make calculations, because it is different whenever we have the Lord among us, then even little resources will work and will cover the needs. He will bless and multiply whatever we have in our hands if He is among us. And the second thing He wanted to teach them is this sense of responsibility towards others. They have no connection with the multitude at that time. Those people came to follow Christ and to learn from Him. The disciples are just sharers in hearing whatever the Lord is going to say, but they have no direct connection or responsibility. But as I said, one of the main characteristics of any servant, or actually a virtue for us all to learn and grow in, is to be a responsible people. A spiritual person is a responsible person. This is a rule without exception. This is a virtue that is set before all of us to learn it and to grow in it every single day. So today we will speak about 4 points. The first question, am I a responsible person? The second one, what is the spectrum of responsibility that is set before every one of us? The third is the rewards of the responsible. The fourth will be statements of irresponsibility, that when we say them, we know or we tell ourselves that we are still maybe not according to God's heart. We need to learn how to maybe act differently. The first point is a question for me and for all of us today. Am I a responsible person? How can we answer this? Let us see and review the scripture and see from the lives of the saints how a responsible person will act. The first point about this person is he owns his or her mistakes and takes action to correct them. A responsible person will always, whenever convicted by his mistakes, he is not trying to find reasons or blame others, but rather he takes it for himself. It is my fault. Not even his own faults, but he even tried to take the responsibility for other people's mistakes. We find this person in the book of Samuel when we hear about Abigail. Abigail was a wife of a foolish man. His name was Nabal. And we know the story mentioned about him. When David, at that time, he's not a king yet, he is running away from King Saul, requested some kind of a reward or a gift for a service he offered to Nabal. Nabal answered him in a way that was made him upset, and David vowed to go and avenge and kill Nabal. Abigail, she suffered from the foolishness of her husband, and she could have stayed at home. She didn't do anything wrong. She could have said, okay, my husband did a mistake, let him pay for it. But because she was the responsible person that we are to learn from her, she took initiative and she went and met David in his way and told him that this fault is mine. I take the responsibility for what my husband said. And she, in a very kind and nice way, tried to convince him, and she was successful, not to avenge for himself. A responsible person will not find difficulty saying, I am mistaken, I am wrong, maybe something he'd need to be reviewed. We all, in our maybe pride, we sometimes find difficulty. Maybe you all start at this, when we find that any accusation is something that we want to defend ourselves. But later, when we grow in knowing God and being more responsible, we come to this point that it is to see that I am mistaken, it's my mistake, my fault, I need to offer an apology. I'm not saying by this that any accusation come to us from anyone at any time, we just own it and becomes ours, and then we go just apologizing to people no matter what. But when there is something really, a mistake was done, don't blame it on others. Take responsibility for it. You cannot change a course of something wrong unless you acknowledge that it is wrong and you take responsibility to change it. The second characteristic of a responsible person, he moves by his or her zeal towards others. He is not waiting for an invitation to act. Nehemiah is the example of this. Staying in Persia, working as a cup bearer to the king, a position on a post that anyone would desire, he could have stayed in his country and just hearing the news about Israel, what's happening there, maybe feeling sorry, maybe thinking people should have done a better job ruling over Israel, but he did not do any of these. He moved with a zeal to change what's taking place at that time, went back to Israel and helped the people to build the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. Who invited Nehemiah to go? Nobody. We don't hear about Nehemiah that God spoke to him in any of the passages of his story. Why did he act like this? He was a responsible person. His zeal made him to move. We all know about one of the saints of the church. His name is Habib Girgis. This man is a lay person. He's not a bishop. He's not a pope. He's not a priest even. This man, at a certain time, there was no Sunday school in the church, no education whatsoever. The priests even are chosen among the people who are not well educated. They have nothing else to do, and they ordain them just to pray a liturgy on Sunday. That's it. The church is closed from a liturgy on Sunday to the next liturgy on Sunday. And this man, he comes, and with his zeal, he moves to initiate something that we are still reaping the fruits of it till now. He initiated the Sunday school movement in Egypt. This happened, this man was born in the late 19th century and he departed in 1951. We are still now enjoying what Habib Girgis did. Why? Simply because he was a responsible person. He took an action instead of just like speaking with criticism against everyone around him. A responsible person also is considerate of others' needs and moves to help without waiting for an invitation. When St. Mary heard about Elizabeth being pregnant in her old age, her immediate action that she went to serve. The angel did not ask her to do this. She lived far away from St. Elizabeth. She was also at that time pregnant with the Word of God, the Messiah. She had many reasons to say, why should I go? But she moved with this responsibility to look after St. Elizabeth. Sometimes we are our own homes. Maybe husband coming from his work, seeing his wife tangled with all the responsibilities, seeing how many things she has to take care of the children. Taking part of her responsibilities, extending hand to help, says or tells about the characteristic of this husband. He's considerate of his wife's maybe tiredness, overwhelmed with her many duties, and then deciding to take part in this. It shows how responsible is this husband. The same applied on children also. We all enjoy our parents' kindness and hard work for us, but definitely it reflects a good character when a son or a daughter extend a hand uninvited to help maybe a mom or a dad here or there. It's not just like we are kids and we just enjoy whatever our parents have to offer to us. A responsible person is also willing to sacrifice to save others, up to offering even his or her life. I know this is maybe a high standard, but this is what we are called to do. Queen Esther, she lived at least the final part of her life in a palace, enjoying a kingdom that her husband reigned over, a big kingdom from India to Ethiopia. She could have justified to herself why I should not intervene in the problem that's happening between Haman, his prime minister, and the Jews. She even knew that if she goes to the king uninvited and the king did not call her to come to him, her life might come to a destruction. But she said this famous phrase when she asked her uncle Mordecai to fast with all of the Jews, and she said, I will go, and if I perish, I perish. Why you do this, Esther? I am a responsible person. Whatever it takes, even if it's going to cost me my life, I am willing to give. It is good. We look at Esther and we praise her and we love her character and we all tell the story to our children. But let us go and see if we are acting something like Esther. It's not enough that we admire the responsible people. It is more important that we imitate them. A responsible person also is considerate of others' feelings and weaknesses. And this is maybe a message to my daughters and my sisters in the church. When you put on your clothes coming to the church, look at yourself. Maybe look in the mirror appealing. Maybe people will look at you and admire your outfit. But what about your responsibility towards people who are weak and looking at something that's not modest and stumble in it? Is this really how you should act? Is this the sense of responsibility towards others? Being a cause of offenses, if this is what God called us to live by, putting on clothes that not fitting being in the church of God and just enjoying the people looking at you, is this what we are called to? Definitely not. A responsible person take notice what others will feel when I do this. Look at St. Paul in a matter. When people started to talk about should we eat meat that's offered to idols or not, we all know that there is no idol. St. Paul said it clearly. It doesn't matter what the people say about it is offered to idol. There is no God except the one only Almighty God. But considering others, he said, it is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Husbands and fathers who find it's okay that they drink at their own homes. What about your children seeing this and imitating this example? Are you setting really the example that God called you to do or live by? Maybe something for us also to think about it. We are not going to debate if drinking wine is lawful or unlawful. But here look at some Paul saying, maybe it is good for me not to eat meat or drink wine if this will make someone else to stumble. All of these has to be in consideration. The other people around us. I know out maybe of simplicity or whatever, we do many mistakes. I am the one to acknowledge this. I made many mistakes. I know for sure I made people to stumble around me. But this is something for us and for me to review it day after day and think if this needs to change. This is something for all of us to think about it today. A responsible person considers every gift as a responsibility. When God gives you something, he is not granting you something for you because he favors you and he does not like others. If you are gifted with health, it is a responsibility. If he gifts you with money and resources, it is a responsibility. If he gives you a family, it is a responsibility. God, when he gave the manna to the people of Israel, there are many reasons to give them the people to eat. God could have said, I give them this to satisfy, to make them happy, to make them not to grumble. But God mentioned the reason that's very strange. I will give them or rain the manna, so I test them. How a gift would be a test? How you utilize it? How you use it? How you are going to trade with it? Every gift is a responsibility. It's not such something for us to enjoy. People who think of marriage as just a journey in order to enjoy a life happily ever after, I think maybe they need to review their understanding about this sacrament or this institution. It is a responsibility. When God grants us children, they are not for us just to enjoy and maybe to exercise authority over them. They are responsibility. A wife is a responsibility for her husband, and also a husband is a responsibility for his wife. This is something we need to think about it again and review our understandings. A responsible person calculates the cost of every word, considers the consequences of every decision. To spread a rumor or to speak negatively about a person without investigation, is this really a responsible action? Definitely not. Unfortunately, we are in our country, back in Egypt, people are suffering because of this. Everyone is saying whatever it pleases, communicating false stories and lies. And they are saying, I just heard, someone told me, Biulu, and under Biulu you can find things that can lead to the end of this country. Not only on the level of a big country like Egypt, but also on the level of the church. Spreading rumors about someone without being really like sure, is this what happened? A responsible person will not do this. Always will think about what I say and what I do and what is the reflection of this on the people around me. A responsible person also makes promises and keeps them. It's easy to make promise. It's either to vow or to promise someone something. It is very difficult to keep promises to the end. One of the promises that people who are married do is a vow that you serve and live with the other person considering his or her feelings and her or his well-being. How far we can go with this, also something for us to think about. A responsible person also finishes tasks. Whenever assigned something, he will continue doing it to the end. The end either that this is done, the task, or his life come to an end. This is how a responsible person will act. Let us go and see the spectrum of responsibility. One of its aside the remark, when someone is about to be in a relationship and comes and asks Abuna, what are the things that I should be looking for in this person who is coming closer to know me or offering, like proposing? I always say two things, that this person is responsible, and secondly, this person can know how to respect you. These two things, if you found them, you found something of value. If they are missing, no matter how sweet this person, how cute he is or she is, he is not going to make really a happy family, or at least a functional one. What is the spectrum of responsibility for all of us? The first one is myself. If I cannot take care of myself, I cannot take care of others. What does it mean, responsible for myself? The first thing is, I am responsible for my salvation. If I am not working with God in order for me to be saved, I am not expecting or should be expected that I take care of anything else seriously. The first and most important responsibility is responsible for salvation. I am considerate of the life to come. I think and I am very busy all the time about my salvation. This is my responsibility. No one else is going to do it for me. If I'm not praying for myself, no prayers is going to work for me. If I'm not fasting for myself, even if I ask for the prayer of whoever saint, it's not going to work for me. The second responsibility is my freedom. How I handle my freedom. If I am a young person or an adult, how I act when I am by myself, no one is watching me. The third one is my reputation. It is my responsibility. I have to work hard. Reputation is one of the very delicate things. We build them in years and we can demolish them in minutes. My responsibility also extends to my study and my work. If a person comes today to ask the hand of a girl in marriage, the first question she should ask him is, what are you doing with your responsibilities? How is your work with God? If there is no work with God, I am not yet thoughtful of my salvation. I'm not handling my work well. Maybe he needs to wait until he acquires this before he becomes a husband or a father. I am also responsible for my safety. How I drive, where do I go, how I handle this issue of safety, it is my responsibility. Sometimes people are reckless when it comes to this. It doesn't matter how I drive or how I conduct myself, how I walk in the street. I act in a way that as if like the world is guaranteed. Around me, everything will be a safety net. I am also responsible for my resources, my talents, the money that God gave to me. He is going to ask me about every single dollar that he granted to me. What did you do with it? The money that we acquire even while we work is not for us to waste in any way or spend it in a way that's not good. Something again for us to think, how do we spend? The spectrum of responsibility also extends to the family. Every one of us is responsible for his parents. Yes, you are responsible for your parents. It's not because you are an elementary, but elementary are now asleep. Let's speaking to the middle school and high school. You are responsible for your parents. Adults are also responsible for their old parents. We are responsible for our spouses. We are responsible for our children. We'll give account on behalf of all of those. How do we handle all of these responsibilities? You are responsible for your in-laws. According to the rite of the church, you became one with your husband or your wife. How do you handle your in-laws? Now they are your parents. How do you deal with them? It has nothing to do if you like them or not, if you favor them or not. It is about how you deal with them. There is responsibility here. The spectrum of responsibility also extends to the church and the service. A very simple thing, I come to the church, I keep it as I found it. If I took a veil, I return it back. It's very simple. It's not going to cost me anything. It just reflects sense of responsibility for the place. Just coming in and going out, doing whatever, maybe is not the best conduct. I am also responsible for the people around me. In your workplace, you are responsible to present Christ to them. You don't have to preach, but at least be the light in the place. You are called to be the salt of the earth. Do not make the corruption to ruin the salt. The salt should keep the world safe. It is a responsibility and it's a call. The rewards of the responsible, quickly, definitely, those people, they gain God's favor. And accordingly, the trust and love of others, it come easily. People usually look for those people to walk behind them, knowing they are going to do the right thing. Maybe they don't like them, but definitely they trust them. And the trust, maybe I see it and I value it as more important than love. Love can change. People can see you as a God. Tomorrow can see you as a devil. Doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, a responsible person is a trusted person. Also, those people, God and people, tend to promote them to take more responsibilities, to be in charge of bigger responsibilities. If we act in a responsible way, definitely we will be eligible to receive more responsibilities and handle maybe a bigger like coal. The last point is some statements that reflect irresponsibility. The first one, we quote Cain. When God asked him, where is your brother? The answer was, am I my brother's keeper? Why should I care about this? The same answer also, some people, they say answered in their own homes. Why you don't help your brother in whatever? Help your sister. Am I my brother's keeper? When a male, you take care of this at your home. Again, am I my parents' keeper? They take care of this. The second statement is, it is not my fault. Very common one. I didn't do it. Somebody else. It is because of him. It is because of her. this is not going to change anything. A problem will still exist, we live in it, if we do not acknowledge responsibility for it. The third one, a common one, why me? Why should I do this? Maybe my brother, maybe my sister. My husband should take care of that. It is his responsibility. My wife should take care of that. It is her responsibility. We end up with a dysfunctional family when we keep on throwing the responsibility over others. A responsible person will take care of everything, consider himself or herself the only person in the house. Even if it takes, I do it all, I will do it all. Yes, this maybe will put other people under judgments of God, or judgment of God, but a responsible person will never say, why me? Another statement, what is in it for me? What do I gain out of it? Responsible people, their sense of fulfillment is to do, not to take. Just taking care of it, accomplishing this. This is what makes me at the end fulfilled and satisfied. I'm not after gaining something. When I ask this question before I do anything, what I'm going to benefit from it, I am saying an irresponsible statement that says I only move to work whenever I am giving a reward. Another statement, I couldn't do it because the excuses. As I said, a responsible person will finish the task. An irresponsible person will find the reason why I didn't do it. Even from the beginning, they keep maybe mentioning or writing or thinking of what would be the excuses when I'm not going to do it. You know, when a person is not going to do something, when you tell him, are you going to do it? And he says to you, I will try. It means, inshallah. Inshallah, taban, as parents, means, shanamul haq. I couldn't do it because. Another statement is, someone else has to take care of this. This is the critical, the skeptical person, that the consultant. Unfortunately, we have many who like to play this role. In the middle of the people of my house, I tell who should do what. Maybe in my community, I have in my mind what everybody else should do in order for things to be better. It is always about assigning people around me. But what about myself? No clue. Another statement is, I do what makes me feel good. Responsible people do what is right and what is good for others. Not about how they feel,